The snow continues to fall. My breath comes out in little puffs like a dragon, and my body has begun to ache with the cold. But it could be worse. Because it was cold, though not snowing, when I started out, I dressed for winter. I'm wearing 2 shirts, a sweater, gloves, and a hat. Right now, the car is at an angle, nose pointed down. I'm still strapped into the seatbelt, which supports my weight, but my head rests on the steering wheel. The airbag deployed, spreading white dust and the acrid scent of gunpowder throughout the car. It's not comfortable, yet I'm managing. But my body throbs. I don't think the airbag worked properly because my head slammed into the steering wheel and I was knocked unconscious. For how long, I do not know. The gash on my head continues to bleed, and the bones in my right arm seem to be trying to pop through my skin. Both my collarbone and my shoulder throb, and I'm afraid to move. I tell myself it could be worse. Though it is snowing, it is not bitterly cold outside. Temperatures are supposed to dip into the mid-20s tonight, but will climb into the high 30s tomorrow. It's also going to be windy, with gusts reaching 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, Sunday, the winds will be even worse, but by Monday night, the weather will gradually begin to improve. By then, the cold front will have largely passed, and the winds will be almost non-existent. On Tuesday, temperatures are expected to reach the 40s. I know this because I watch the Weather Channel. It's less depressing than the news, and I find it interesting. It's not only about the expected weather. There are shows about the catastrophic effects of weather in the past. I've seen shows about people who were in the bathroom as a tornado ripped the house from its foundation. And I've seen people talk about being rescued after being swept away by flash flooding. On the Weather Channel, people always survive catastrophe, because these are the people who are interviewed for the program. I like knowing in advance that the people survived. Last year, I watched a story about rush hour commuters who were surprised by a blizzard in Chicago. Snow came down so fast the roads were forced to close while people were still on them. For 8 hours, thousands of people sat on highways, unable to move while temperatures plummeted. The story I saw focused on 2 of the people who'd been in the blizzard. But what struck me while watching was the fact that neither of them seemed prepared for the weather. Both of them became almost hypothermic as the storm rolled through. This, I must admit, made no sense to me. People who live in Chicago are fully aware that it snows regularly. They experience the blizzards that sometimes roll in from Canada. They must realize it gets cold. How could they not know these things? If I lived in such a place, I would have had thermal blankets, hats, an additional winter jacket, earmuffs, gloves, a shovel, a flashlight, hand warmers, and bottled water in the trunk of my car by Halloween. If I lived in Chicago, I could be stranded by a blizzard for 2 weeks before I began to worry. My problem, however, is that I live in North Carolina. And normally when I drive, except for an annual trip to the mountains, usually in the summer, I stay within a few miles of my home. Thus, my trunk is empty, but I'm somewhat comforted by the fact that even if I had a portable hotel in my trunk, it would do me no good. The embankment is icy and steep, and there's no way I could reach it even if it held the riches of Tutankhamun. Still, I'm not altogether unprepared for what's happened to me. Before I left, I packed a thermos full of coffee, 2 sandwiches, prunes, and a bottle of water. I put the food in the passenger seat next to the letter I'd written, and though all of it was tossed about in the accident, I'm comforted by the knowledge that it's still in the car. If I get hungry enough, I'll try to find it, but even now I understand that there's a cost to eating or drinking. What goes in must go out, and I haven't yet figured out how it will go out. My walker is in the back seat, and the slope would propel me to my grave. Taken with my injuries, a call of nature is out of the question. About the accident, I could probably concoct an exciting story about icy conditions or describe an angry, frustrated driver who forced me off the road. But that's not the way it happened. What happened was this. It was dark and it began to snow. Then snow even harder, and all at once, the road simply vanished. I assume I entered a curve. I say assume because I obviously didn't see a curve. And the next thing I knew, I crashed through the guardrail and began to careen down the steep embankment. I sit here alone in the dark, wondering if the Weather Channel will eventually do a show about me.